Hi there, and welcome to Naturally Recovering Autism. I am your host, Kieran Thomas, and I want to thank you so much for being here and being a proactive parent and getting the resources that you need to let your child live their most fulfilling and independent life possible. When my own son was diagnosed with autism, I was told to drug him and try behavioral therapies, and there was nothing else that we could do for him but manage his symptoms the rest of his life. But I didn't want to do that. Fortunately, my background in craniosacral therapy of now 30 years, let me know that the brain can and does heal, but I didn't know that much about autism. What I did know is that I didn't want to just mask the symptoms with dangerous drugs. I wanted to find the causes and work with them naturally. And fast forward, it took me a decade and a lot of time and effort, but today my son is no longer diagnosable with autism after being told it could not happen. So I'm here to share with you valuable resources to save you the time and some of the expense that I had to spend to figure it out, and to help you let your child lead to their best results possible. Every child's level of recovery is different, but we know that children who couldn't sleep through the night are sleeping now through the night and happily. Their immune systems are now strong where they were once sick all the time. Children who were nonverbal and their parents were told they could never speak are now speaking. Children who were getting D's and F's in school are getting A's and B's. And those that were so anxious all the time and couldn't sit still and were uncomfortable in their own bodies are now calm and happy and relaxed. And they're leading fulfilling and independent lives with friends. This is what we want for our kids. So I'm here to share the resources with you so that you can get the best results for your child, the best possible. And you can start that right now with my free download of the top 7 foods to eliminate beginning today, of the top foods that are the most inflammatory and toxic that are contributing to those physical and behavioral symptoms of autism that your child is having that are making his life uncomfortable. So you can get that right now at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/7foods. And feel free to share that with anybody you know who would be interested. And I will also link to it in today's show notes. There's, of course, a lot more than diet, but this is something you could start doing today that will begin to reduce those symptoms. And I'm happy to share everything I can with you. So right now, let's dive into today's episode.
We all reach that breaking point in our lives when we're going through something challenging and we know that we've just had enough. And we know that we have to make a change. And it's often when we realize the change needs to be up to us. And we have to do something differently to make a difference. And for me, with autism and my son, that was a trip to the emergency room. We all have that different time. You know, we experience this judgment from others because they don't know why your child is having a tantrum on the floor at the grocery store that goes on and on and on, which is completely different than a 2-year-old having a tantrum. This can be something that is this overwhelm that drops a 10 or 20-year-old to the floor and that can go on for hours. And this is what people are living with in their homes. Or like my son couldn't focus and learn in a classroom, was always getting in trouble in school because his sensory overload was just debilitating, and the anxiety. And, you know, even when you know that they're brilliant and they can learn. Well, one of my son's issues that he had was he would wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning with screaming with stomach pain. And I had been to several doctors. I tried everything, all these different modalities. Nothing was really working. And I went yet to the doctor again one morning after one of these episodes. And I said, can you at least please take some blood tests? He's in pain. Something's going on. I'm guessing it sounds like it looks like might be appendicitis. We don't want it to burst, right? And she just poo-pooed me, wouldn't listen to me as some, you know, parent who didn't know anything, wouldn't even do a blood test. Now I started arguing with her, why won't you do a blood test? She's like, if you don't trust your doctor, then you should, you know, go somewhere else. And it was just so unprofessional too. I thought, this is what we get. These are the answers. If your child has not gotten better with autism, I'm here to tell you, first of all, it is not your fault. Parents of children with autism have been failed by the medical community. And there are so many doctors out there who just, even well-meaning doctors, just don't know what to do. And you don't have a roadmap. You don't have a plan. You don't have a guide who knows exactly what to do. And this is now what I teach. Because my crux and my burning point, or my burning point, yes, my breaking point was when my son had one of these episodes, as I mentioned, and then that day he had a swimming lesson. And he really wanted to go to the swimming lesson, and he had been feeling okay, had been acting all right most of the day. And so I made him run up and down the parking lot at where the swimming pool was, where the lessons were, to make sure that he showed me he could exert himself. He was feeling okay. He did it. And he said, I can go. And I said, okay. So we went in, he went into the pool, and within a minute or two, he was swimming and he was on the side of the pool clinging to it. And I went running over. I'm like, are you okay? And he's 9 years old at this time. And he said, my stomach. I grabbed him out of the pool, threw a towel around him, threw him in the car, and I drove right to the emergency room. Now, the ER doctor starts just talking at me like I'm some stupid parent. I still remember it. He was not talking to me, it was at me. And so they put a gown on my son, put a little, blood pressure thing on his finger. And I said, can you take some blood tests? Because, I took him to the doctor, and his other doctor said that they wouldn't. And I think it could be appendicitis or something important, that we need to know about. Well, I learned later that you never say to one doctor what another doctor did or wouldn't do, because one doctor will never go against another. It's sort of a doctor protocol thing. So this guy then right away was like, no, I'm not doing any blood tests. And I was like, why not? At the time, I didn't know. He wouldn't do anything. Just, he kept leaving the room, come back, and he was just, really kind of a jerk. He wasn't friendly. He was really rude. I just thought, this is ridiculous. And I just, you can feel yourself. I just got more and more mad. And I thought, this is ridiculous. And I'm not taking this anymore. I am going to figure this out for myself. I want my son to feel better and live a better life. And so I pulled the gown off, threw his clothes on. The guy's still talking at me, and I just left. I walked out, got in the car, drove right to a health food store where I knew the owner, and I'd been there several times. I have a background of craniosacral therapy, studying the brain. So I knew the brain could heal whatever was going on there. Behaviors are caused by physical symptoms and other things, and inflammation on the brain. I knew that. So what was it with autism? What did I need to learn? There were so many things about it that I didn't know, even with my 30 plus year holistic background and nutritional background, everything else. So autism is very specific. And as if your child has not gotten better, it is not your fault. And it has not been a lack of you trying. I have PhDs that have joined my program because they could not find the answers or get their child better. And they had been trying lots of things too. It's not an intelligence thing. It's just you don't know what to do. You don't know what you don't know. So it took me a decade, but today my son's symptoms are completely gone. He's completely healthy. He's happy. He's fun. He's relaxed. We just got back from a 3 week vacation together, a family vacation, the four of us, my other daughter and my husband and I, and my son. And we had this great time. My son and I have so much fun joking around together. He's such an easygoing guy, and all of those symptoms he once had, that wasn't his personality or who he was. That was toxic invasion. That was co-infections and inflammation on the brain. So I'm here to tell you, your child is not an angry person. It is that all of these other things, these underlying root causes causing this inflammation on the brain, are contributing or causing these behaviors that make your child's life difficult. And there are natural solutions that are effective and safe that you can use. So again, it took me a decade, but today my son's symptoms are all gone. It's now been 18 years since he was diagnosed with autism. And now I teach it to you. I want you to know the steps that you need to take. I want to save you the time and the money and the waste of going out there to all these people who don't know what they're doing and are charging a fortune for it. And I want to give you the exact roadmap, because there you want to do A to Z. You need to get all of the steps in and make sure you cover everything thoroughly, or you're not going to get the optimum results. People fall short of them when they don't know all the steps or do all the steps, and they should be done in the right sequential order, which actually makes it easier when I teach it to people. Just follow the steps. But you don't want to stop short. So these steps are something I'm going to be teaching you for free in an online virtual masterclass coming up very, very soon. The registration link that is registration's open now is at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/action plan. And you can register for this event, and for every day for about an hour, I'm going to be teaching live for free each of the stages that you need to know for the best results for your child. And I'm going to be doing live Q&A so you can get some questions answered, because I know how hard it is to get support on this journey and to get those questions answered, and how isolating this life can be. So please don't delay. Register now, be at the event, and get your questions answered and learn what I have to teach you to save you the now 30 years basically of my education, but 18 of specific autism research, and save that and give that to you and give you the steps you need and give you the support you need on this journey, because I know how hard that support can be to find and how hard it is to get the right answers and actually get the results you're looking for, so your child can enjoy school and learn in it and make friends and sleep well and eat well and be at peace and enjoy the dinner table with the rest of the family, or enjoy a family trip vacation together and everybody is happy and calm and easygoing and having fun without having to deal with a lot of other issues that everybody, get so uncomfortable with, because it is hard. And nobody wants to have to live with that when it's so uncomfortable. Everybody deserves to live a happy, healthy, and peaceful life. And you deserve to have the support that you need on this journey. So again, I'm going to teach you the steps, how to do it, and give you the support you need. So make sure that you're there so you don't miss out. And 5 years from now, 18 years from now, you're thinking, oh my gosh, why didn't I just listen and, take a little time to go in and learn a few new things? This is important. And I'm teaching things that most doctors miss, and how you can get the real results that your child deserves and you deserve as well. So thank you for being here, for what you're doing for your child, because it truly is a journey to be on this autism recovery process, or just simply to be a parent of a child with autism. And we want this journey to be as pleasant and peaceful as possible. And it can be. Otherwise, without the right resources and the right support, it can be traumatic. It can be stressful. We can lose sleep at night. We have fear about what might happen for our child in the future if we're not here someday. Who will care for them? I remember all of these fears myself. I had them once upon a time, but they're gone today, and I want that for you. So please register now and share it with anybody you know in our community of autism parents who are interested in having these resources and knowing what to do to help their own child. The link again to register is naturallyrecoveringautism.com/action plan. And I really look forward to seeing you there.